Looks like he's gonna be set.
He's got the snitch! Harry Potter receives 150 points for catching the snitch.
Gryffindor wins!
Well, Quidditch is a pretty big deal for the young wizards and witches at Hogwarts, as you heard in that clip from Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, and the Quidditch World Cup, held every 4 years since 1473, is like the Olympics of the wizarding world. But you don't have to get your Hogwarts acceptance letter or make it through Platform 9 and 3/4 to get in on the fun. We Muggles have our own version of the Quidditch World Cup that takes place next month in South Carolina. Here to tell us more about this slightly less magical, but just as fun version of the game are Ian Hoopengarner, captain of the MSU Quidditch team. Welcome, Ian. And we're also joined by his teammate, Sarah Walsh. Hi, Sarah. Ian, the version of Quidditch that you guys play, we'll make clear, it doesn't involve any flying right off the bat. But you are on broomsticks, right?
Yes. I mean, I know you said it's not magical, and I guess strictly it's not magical, but I think, you know, you could say it is. It's the most competitive, tough, fast, and also fun, inclusive, and very welcoming sport that I've ever played. It's brought a lot of people together, and it's
a good thing.
Yeah.
And it's all good. It's a full contact sport. Do you guys wear any protective gear, Sarah?
I mean, I wear a mouth guard. That's about it. There are people that have started wearing rugby helmets, and they make concussion headbands. So we're kind of trying to get the whole safety thing under control here.
How much gear do you wear, Ian?
Me personally, I don't wear any at all. I think the issue is sort of if you give people more protective headgear or helmets, they might use the helmets to, you know.
Oh, okay.
And so, you do play a little bit more recklessly when you're padded up, so it might be good to sort of keep everybody a little bit less
understood.
Bundled up.
I think I get your point. Sarah, out of all the IM sports you could have played, what drew you to Quidditch?
Well, Quidditch is a co-ed sport, so I like the idea of not, like, kind of having diversity of teammates, not always being around girls all the time, especially in sports, because that can get a little nasty. I don't know, it's a full contact sport. You don't get to see that a lot, especially not for girls. And just the community that I saw from the team was what I was looking for.
Some of our listeners are sitting here thinking, okay, broomsticks, they need a little primer here. Let's back up a little bit.
Sure.
And Ian, explain just in real basic terms what happens in Quidditch.
So Quidditch is a team sport played between two teams. There are six players on a pitch for the first 18 minutes of a game. Those six players are a keeper, two beaters, and three chasers. Chasers and keepers play with a quaffle, which we use a slightly deflated volleyball, so you can pass it, throw it, much like a water polo ball. These players try to throw the ball through two sets of three hoops that are on each side. So you try to guard your hoops, prevent the quaffle from passing through. And you score 10 points if you pass the quaffle through the other team's hoops. The beaters on each team play with dodgeballs. There are three dodgeballs for the four beaters on the field. If you get hit with a dodgeball, you have to dismount your broom, which signifies that you're out of play. Run back and touch your hoops before you're back in the game.
What game does it resemble most? For people who are not familiar with Quidditch at all, what game does it most resemble?
I would say it's much like full contact basketball combined with a little bit of dodgeball.
So it's a lot like basketball.
Yes. The positioning of basketball, the hitting of football or rugby, and then obviously the dodgeball aspect of the beaters.
We're talking to Ian Hoopengarner and Sarah Walsh, two members of the MSU Quidditch team. The team will be heading to the World Quidditch Cup in South Carolina next month. Are most of the players on your team big Harry Potter fans, Sarah?
I think that's kind of a given. If you're playing Quidditch, you somehow, like, Harry Potter was the way you got involved with it. And I know there are some of our teammates who can recite facts and lines from the books, like one of our big players, Nico Banks. He will tell you anything and will correct you if you say something wrong about that. But I think also we're kind of transitioning more to a sport thing. So in the past, Quidditch has been more of like a Harry Potter club, but now it's transitioning to, well, this is people that are fans that they grew up with Harry Potter, but they're also athletes.
It's a sport in and of itself, is what you're saying, or it's transitioning to that.
Right.
Is that it? What kind of reaction, Ian, do you get from friends when they find out you're playing Quidditch?
How does the snitch work? That is what they all ask.
Okay.
And the snitch is the seventh
how,
or the
how does the snitch
well,
work?
That's a good question. the snitch is a neutral player. He is not on either team. Usually, he's recruited from the team that played a couple games before in a tournament. The snitch has on the back of his shorts velcroed on a sock with a tennis ball in it. And if you grab that sock, if the seeker from one team grabs that sock, they earn 30 points and the game's over. We lowered it from 150 to up the competitiveness of the rest of the game. But seeking is it's very difficult because this snitch has no need to use a broom. They can use both hands. They can also they can throw you around. They can run away. They can take your broom. The snitch has very few rules. They are required to be safe and certified, but they're not very limited in what they can do. So it's very challenging to pull the snitch, and you also want to pull it at the right time because you don't want to pull it when you're 40 points down because then you'll lose by 10, and that'll be surprising and bad.
You've mentioned the gender breakdown here, and it's an interesting thing about the sport. It's co-ed. The league requires you to have a certain balance of genders. Sarah, why do you think that's important?
Well, when you get out there, like as a female player, the guys are really big. And I think if you were going against a team that was predominantly male and did not have those other two girls, it might get hard for you to play proper defense, or I think even to just play safely, because if I'm going up against a male defender, it's kind of a scary thing for me sometimes. And so I like to be able to have like my guy teammates come in and be able to block for me. But also, like, if I'm going back on defense, I'm predominantly going to be defending the girls. And so it's kind of an interesting tactic. And it works into a lot of the beater play as well. You'll have the male beaters usually going up on point and doing most of like the offensive work. But then you also have a girl that's hanging back as a shadow beater. And a lot of the breakdown you'll see on the teams is I like to think that the girls are the smarter players because we're not just going to put our heads down and run into people. Okay. And then the guys are the kind of like the big rah-rah fighting force on the team.
Yeah. Interesting. Ian, the MSU team has made it to the Quidditch World Cup a couple of times before and will be going there again this year. In the Harry Potter books, the World Cup is a huge sporting event with people camping out and staying throughout the tournament. How does the Muggle version compare?
Well, it's much the same, but it's over 2 days. This year we're going to Rock Hill, South Carolina. There are 80 teams attending. It's going to be a Swiss-style tournament followed by bracket play. So we don't know who we're playing first yet, but it's going to be a first-round matchup, and then our records will determine who we face next. So 80 teams from around the country. Most of these are college teams. There's also some community teams made up of retired college athletes and some people recruited from other communities. There's community teams in Texas and other places around the country. So we're going to play four games in Swiss, go to bracket play, and see what happens.
Sarah, if you were going to be on any of the Hogwarts Quidditch teams, which house would you be playing for?
Well, okay, so we just switched the way we run IM. So we have our travel team, and then anyone can join the club and participate IM, and we just play against each other, and we just switched to a house system. And I am actually on Slytherin, so...
Ian?
Hufflepuff.
Very good.
All the way.
You've learned all of it. You're totally up to speed, hopefully, here now on MSU Quidditch. They're off to South Carolina to compete here soon. We've been talking about Quidditch for Muggles and the upcoming World Quidditch Cup in South Carolina. Our guests have been captain for the MSU Quidditch team, Ian Hoopengarner, and team member Sarah Walsh. Thanks and good luck.
Thank you.